أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً. Chapter 1, Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 1 through 9. So Maha introduces herself, and on the second page of the chapter you get a list of vocabulary words that you need to master. And then Tamrin Wahid, Drill 1, says to do at home. On the DVD you listen to the vocabulary and go through the sentences that accompany it. And that's a great activity to do. But let's talk about Tamrin Ithnain, Drill 2. And in the parentheses there, Drill 1 and 2, it says Fi al-Bayt. But in Arabic, a lot of times we like to put words together to make it sound like we're really speaking instead of pausing after every word. So instead of fi el bayt, we just want to say fil bayt, meaning at home. Tamrin Ithnain, Drill 2, number 1. Let's try to personalize the vocabulary. So number 1 says, Walidi ya'mal. So if I wanted to personalize this, you know, based upon what we're learning about Maha and the way she uses the vocabulary and tells her story, I might say something like, Walidi ya'mal fi Madinat Phoenix. Or maybe I want to say a place where he works, like Maha's dad works in the United Nations. So instead of just a city, maybe I'll say something like, Walidi ya'mal fi Maktab. My dad works in an office. Okay, or number 2, walidati ta'mal fil bayt. So based upon what I told you about fil bayt, what does that mean? Walidati ta'mal fil bayt. Let's just do one more. Look at this, number 3. Adrus fi jamat Arizona. And that's the truth. Ana adrus fi jamat Arizona. Okay, so if you look at numbers 1 through 3 of drill 2, they each contain a verb that looks just a little bit different. Okay, so number 1 is ya'mal, number 2 is ta'mal, and number 3 is adrus. We can generalize those to other verbs. So think about that, you know, what other verbs do you know, and based upon these sentences, you know, how could you possibly say other things like he lives and she lives, instead of just like Maha says, she just says ana askun. So try to apply the rules that we're learning as we go along to other verbs. Okay, let's move on to Tamrin Thalatha. Ask your classmates questions, but don't just translate them. Make it into a second-person question. So instead of just, who studies literature, we want to say, do you study literature, if we can. Or, one of the strategies that they show you in the book is to make a sentence yourself, and then use a tag question, like, and you? So in the example they give you, أسكن في منطقة الجامعة وأنت or لا أدرس الأدب وأنت. Okay, so let's apply this to some of the questions in the drill. For example, number 1, who studies literature? We could say maybe أنا أدرس الأدب
وأنت.
Or for example, number 6, what area does your classmate live in? So we could say
أنا أسكن في منطقة North Central وأنت. Or if you're talking to a girl, وأنت.
So that's pretty much it. Just remember to form a question as if you're actually asking someone, rather than just translating what they give you in the drill. Okay, let's move on to Tamrin Arba. A matching exercise here. So we want to match the appropriate word in Aleph with another word in Ba to make a phrase or a sentence. So, just as an example, you know, let's look at the first one in Aleph. It's the word nafs. That's one of the new vocabulary words, which means the same. And if you look at it on the other page, it says nafs plus aleph lam. So we know that anything it's going to go with in the column ba has got to start with an aleph lam. So what are some options here? If we looked at the first one in aleph, along with the first one in ba, would that work? Nafs al-mutahada? Not really. How about let's look for another one in ba that starts with an aleph lam. Let's see, going down to el-inglisi. Maybe, but I think two more down from that. Nafs al-ghurfa. Yeah, that one sounds good to me, but what does that mean? Well, you know those words. Okay, moving on to Tamrin Chemsa. Drill 5 is watch and listen to the DVD. So here you're listening to the story. And this is something you do on your own. The only thing I would point out maybe as a help would be down where it says the second bold sentence. Shahadu wa istama'u marra thaniya. What is marra thaniya? You've probably heard that a lot. Marra thaniya. Your teacher probably says it. Marra thaniya. And as a little hint, after you've watched the DVD the first time and answered number 1 and number 2, you should watch the DVD marra thaniya and then move on to questions 3, 4, 5, 6. Moving on to questions 7 and 8, these are phrases that they want you to guess. So 7, I think you can get that one. 8, al-adab al-inglizi. The only thing I would say is that you had this one in drill 4. Okay. Question number 9 of drill 5 is great. It's a little chart that helps you put together some of the present tense verbs for I, he, and she that we have used. So, once you've written those down, try to activate them in your vocabulary by saying them aloud or practicing with another student. And drill 6 is something that you might do in class. You could also practice and try that at home, telling about what Maha says in the third person. So, she studies, or she works, or he works, etc.
This page, there's the section Al-Thaqafa, culture.
And there's a great discussion about Arabic names. So if you look at the examples 1 and 2, it shows you how people might write their names depending on the situation. Like the second one, on official documents, particularly in Egypt, you would write your name, then your father's name, then your father's father's name. So let's move on to the grammar section. Al-Qawa'id. Al-Mu'annath wal-Mudhakkar. Feminine and masculine. Again, feminine, Mu'annath. Masculine, Mudhakkar. The discussion here tells you basically that adjectives and nouns need to agree as far as gender is concerned. So if you want to say something like, my dad is Egyptian, or my mom is Egyptian, you got to make sure that you have the correct adjective endings. As an example, that would be walidi misri or walidati misriya. All right, tamrin thamania, drill 8, next page. Describe these people and objects as in the example. You may choose from the list below or use your own. So basically, again, we're working with adjectives and nouns and gender agreement. So the example,
هذه سيارة كبيرة.
Okay. That big list that you see at the bottom, it would be a good idea to make sure that you know all those. If you don't, go back through Aleph Ba, because I think a lot of those adjectives come from Aleph Ba. Let's do an example. Number 13. عندي سيارة blank. Okay, so let's see, I could say something like عندي سيارة جديدة. Okay, and that's all it's doing. Add an adjective, make sure that the adjective is feminine, because سيارة, the noun, is also feminine. And the last drill for this podcast is تمرين تسع, drill 9. Below is a partial list of the faculty of the chemistry department of جامعة الكويت. Identify the male and female faculty by writing الدكتور or الدكتورة. Okay, and they give you two examples. They give you one doctor that you can see on the right-hand side of the reading, or of the list, and a couple lines down is ed doctora. Okay, so you're going to just continue that and decide whether the name is masculine for ed doctor, or feminine ed doctora. And then there are just a couple questions below, 2 and 3, don't forget those. A lot of times, my students, they just look at the main box and then they forget to do the ones underneath. So, well, if your teacher assigns you those anyway.
And here's a little disclaimer. Some of your teachers may want you to pronounce things like the word for house as bite. There's a special diphthong there, bite. But the vast majority of people, even when speaking modern standard Arabic, will still say bait. So, sometimes I say bite, but most of the time I'm just going to say bait. Fil bait instead of fil bait, which is very fusha.
I don't know, maybe there are some people that say fil bait, but I don't. And that's it for this podcast. This podcast was Al-Kitab, Chapter 1, Episode 1. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.